Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. Thank you so much for clicking on today's episode. I am Natalie and I'm just so happy that you're here. As always, to set the record straight and, you know, just give out the vibes of the pod, hot bitches respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. And that's on period. I hope you are having an amazing day. And on the day that this launches, July 18th, it is my beautiful, lovely mother's birthday. So happy birthday, mom. And it is my parents' anniversary. So happy anniversary to my two favorite people in the freaking world. I hope everyone is having a lovely day. And to my Love Island girlies, hang in there, besties. I know that Love Island is literally in the final stretch of the episodes, which is so upsetting. We have the finale on, I think, the 21st, which is that a Sunday? I'm pretty sure that's Sunday. The Sunday or Monday, which is like so depressing, but whatever. I guess, you know, all good things gotta come to an end. And what will I be doing with my spare time on 9 p.m., you may ask? Watching Love Island UK and watching the Love Island games, because I have never watched either. So that will be how I, you know, get my fix of the reality TV that I'm missing. I also need to watch Vanderpump Rules because apparently Tom is suing Ariana. Question mark, question mark, question mark. So definitely need to be getting, you know, getting my daily dose of tea, if you will. Happy Thursday. It's nap time Thursday. And once Love Island is over, we will go back to having our just once a week episodes. Maybe a bonus here and there, but it has been so fun doing the twice a week episodes for you guys. Thank you so much for just hanging with me. Even if you are not a Love Island girly and you were just listening to hang out with me, you are truly the best and you are going straight to heaven. Thank you. May your coffee always be, you know, that perfect color. May your pillowcases always be cold and may you always have hot water because you are a saint. I'm trying to think of some life updates that, you know, I wouldn't have told you guys in the last few episodes, but honestly, not much has been going on. You know, it's just been disgusting weather here, unfortunately. And you might be asking yourself, but Natalie, I thought you loved summer. Yeah, I love a summer in the desert. The summer here, and maybe just because I'm not used to the humidity, it's disgusting. I cannot do humidity, at least not yet. It was actually 100 degrees yesterday on Tuesday, and then it rained overnight. And it was raining this morning, so it was just like so steamy and gross. And honestly, your girl is ready for fall. I am obsessed with the Halloween decor. There is so much where like Home Goods, Hobby Lobby, maybe Hobby Lobby question mark. I don't know. TJ Maxx, Michaels. Literally, I am obsessed. I love the pink pastel type of Halloween decor. It's right up my alley. And Amazon Prime Day has been happening for the last 2 days. Does it end on Thursday, the day this launches? I honestly have no idea. I think is it the 16th through the 18th? Honestly, I have no idea. But I hope that if you have had anything that, you know, has been in your cart or that your eyes have been on, hopefully you were able to snag it and hopefully there was a discount. But I have noticed that the items that you want aren't always the ones that are discounted. But, you know, if I snag anything, I will definitely be posting about it literally everywhere because, you know, I try to be that mysterious girly and, you know, keep some things to myself, but I just can't. I don't know if it's a Sagittarius in me or what, but I like to yap, as we all know. And I think with that, one thing I really do want to get for Prime Day or just like in general is some decor so we can actually get video up for the podcast. I'm getting there. I'm figuring everything out, getting all my ducks in a row, and I'm extremely excited. But with that being said, let's just start today's episode, which is all about the beauty in aging. So let's just start this off with, you know, the obvious physical signs of aging. So you have your wrinkles, stretch marks, turning into a woman, which can be seen as like, you know, having wider hips, having like, I guess not really having, but losing your little girl frame where, you know, you're kind of just like not like straight as a board anymore. Getting laugh lines, having smile lines, which is that the same thing? I don't know. Crow's feet, having gray hair, your hair thinning, your hair kind of falling out, having lower energy, having lower mobility, like you're not as able to do things. Like one thing, for example, I did gymnastics and cheer for a lot of my youth and, you know, definitely not as flexible anymore. Definitely, you know, can't bend in certain ways that I could before. Your skin is thinning, you have aging spots, and all of this is going to happen to everyone, okay? It doesn't mean that you are less than, it doesn't mean that you aren't beautiful, it doesn't mean literally anything, it just means that you are getting older and that your body, your mind, you are physically going through more than you did a day ago, a year ago, a decade ago. And the ways that people try to prevent or reverse aging, which you can't really do, but there are some clear ways that you can make some lifestyle changes, cosmetic changes, and just, you know, simple switches in your day-to-day to try and help. I don't even want to say age more gracefully, because however you age, like, no matter what, it's going to just be how it is. It doesn't make you ugly. It doesn't make you less than, like I said. But ways that people try to prevent and reverse aging. Number one, Botox. I'm sure you know someone. Maybe you've had Botox, maybe preventative Botox. I'm definitely someone that has been looking into it. Now I'm horrified of needles. So I think if I wasn't so terrified of them, I definitely would have already had the preventative Botox by now. But I know a lot of people say at like 25, that's when people start doing the preventative part. So, and I'm not here to advocate or judge or diss whatever you want to do with your body, because it is your body. But there is a, you know, obvious Botox, skincare. I am a huge advocate for having an amazing skincare routine, investing in those products, investing in your face, investing in your skin, so that, like I always say, if I'm 40 years old and I look 40, I want a full fucking return on everything that I have ever bought. Using retinol in your skincare is so essential. Honestly, I don't really know what it does, if it helps like your skin elasticity, or it just helps prevent wrinkles, or just, I don't know if it's really preventing or just helping your skin have that nourished and moisturized barrier. But retinol is a huge one, and I just started using it probably within the last 6 months or so. You can use those LED masks for the red light, blue light, orange light. They all have different benefits. Drink your water. I'm telling you right now that water fixes so many things, guys. It fixes headaches. It can help when you're sick. It can help when your stomach hurts. It can help if you are constipated and backed up and clogged. It can get everything flowing, if you know what I mean. Water helps how your skin looks, how your hair looks. It helps the dullness of literally everything and anything. So I know water to some people, like to me, it used to taste gross. It was no taste, but now my body just craves water. So the more that you drink it, I promise you, you are going to start to crave it more and more. Like, we need water to survive. SPF, okay? Now, I definitely did not take SPF seriously when I was younger, which is so horrible living in the desert to not put SPF on every single day, but I was a kid, I was a teenager, I did not give a fuck. I wasn't thinking of the future. I wasn't thinking long term. I was thinking right here, right now, and this bitch needs a tan, okay? Put SPF on every single day. Now, I'm guilty that I don't do it every single day, because sometimes I do feel like it can break me out, but the pros outweigh the cons tenfold. So maybe you have to swap around different SPFs. There are like Supergoop. I love Supergoop. I just ran out of it recently, so I haven't been using it as much because, you know, I have to restock it. But definitely try and get an SPF that works for you. And this is not just for your face, for your body, for your hands, for your feet, everywhere. I'll never forget when I was like 10 years old at one of my gymnastics practices, and my coach said that when she tans with a towel or shirt, whatever, over her hands, her feet, and her face, because your hands can show your age like way more than anything else. So I have definitely taken that to heart and tried to always, especially if I'm outside tanning, have a shit ton of sunscreen on my hands and try to cover them if possible. Having a healthier diet, so this can just help with literally everything. If you feel better, you look better. Implementing collagen. I know people take collagen gummies. There is like collagen drinks out there. Having vitamins in your daily routine, again, like the collagen, or taking the hair, skin, and nails vitamins, like the HSN vitamins. I'm sure so many companies out there have gummies, pills, possibly even like drinks for it. So if that's something that you're into, definitely take a look into all of that, because I love taking those vitamins. They help my nails so much because I'm an acrylics girly. Have been off my acrylics game in like 2 months, and I think I might stay off of it so that my nails can, you know, recover and grow back and stop being so brittle after like 6 straight months of acrylics. But definitely look into some vitamins. And another way, main obvious way that people do to make themselves look younger is dyeing their hair. And why do people do this? To cover up their gray hair, which again, nothing wrong with it, but that is a main way that, I mean, I will definitely be doing that when I start to get gray hairs. 25 and no gray hairs yet, but my brother who is almost 30, is he 30? I don't know. I think he's 29. He said he found his first few gray hairs, which, I mean, maybe he saw them sooner, but he was happy to report that he had some gray hairs when he got a haircut. So your bitch is going to be up in that hair care-ish, at least in her 30s if I start to get the gray hairs. But to be fair, he also does have 2 kids, so he probably has a reason to be stressed out. So now that we've gone over the ways and signs that you can tell if you're aging, you know, the shit that everyone knows, but, you know, weight and ways to prevent it, let's talk about the literal beauty in aging, okay? Now stay with me, stay with me. Growing up and aging, every single year that you know, add to your belt and the older you get, another year equals more opportunities. Another day even equals more opportunities, which equals more life to live, more life that you have lived, more memories, more things to accomplish and achieve, more things to look back on and smile, more things to take pictures of and post, more things to talk about at the dinner table, more stories to share at a social gathering. That is how I want you to start to look at aging, and I know it can be hard. Trust me. I'm only 25, which to some of you that might sound old, to some of you that might sound really young, but I've already started to get some anxiety about getting older and looking back at shit and realizing just how fast life goes by. I didn't believe anyone, just like most of us. We don't believe anyone when they say how fast life goes. We're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it truly is the facts of life, literally. So at first, at least for me personally, but I'm sure for a lot of us, we can't wait to be in high school, right? And then we can't wait to be 16. And then we can't wait to be 18. After we're 18, we typically graduate high school. And then some of us go to college, or some of us start working into careers, some of us go into the military. Everyone's life path is so different, but speaking for me personally, I couldn't wait to go to college. And then I couldn't wait to turn 21. And then I couldn't wait to graduate college. And now it's in the line of, you know, what comes next? I can't wait to get married. I can't wait to have kids, etc. But isn't it funny how once we accomplish all of those things, we suddenly hate how old we are. Like for me, once I, you know, turned 18, I was like, fuck yeah. But I'm like, oh wait, like I kind of just wished for all of those years to fly by. And then I get into college and I'm so happy, but I'm like, wait, I just wished for all of those last 3 months to fly by and now I miss it. Now I'm 2-3 years out of college. Wow, 3 years. Wow, that's crazy. 3 years out of college and now I'm like, wow, I wanted to be here so bad. I wanted to move out and get my own apartment. And I'm kind of missing, not even kind of, I am missing my college years. I am missing all of that time that I so wanted to just fly by. I am kind of missing the stress of taking a final, which that lives rent-free in my brain because I will have dreams all the time that I and back in college and it's my first day, or even high school, it's my first day, I have no idea where the fuck to go. I finally make it to the class of a day after a day of stress and they're handing out the final exam and I'm like, yo, what? Or I show up thinking it's, you know, oh, I haven't gone to this class in a while and it's the final exam and I'm freaking out. Yeah, that never goes away from what I'm told. But I won't even lie and say that I'm not missing those all-nighters that I would study for an accounting exam just to get a D on it. Isn't it funny how, you know, the grass always seems greener, but, and as cliche as it sounds, it is greener where you water it. I am constantly, as you guys know, this is nothing new here, I'm constantly plagued by nostalgia, and I just constantly think back to times in my life where I just wished, like, oh, I wish I could just get through this. I wish I could, you know, be at the next grade, be in the next school or whatever I wanted to accomplish. And now I look back and I'm like, I really wish I would have lived in the moment just a little bit more. But, you know, you can't beat yourself up for the past. All you can do is just change how you move forward. So back to my point. So even while accomplishing just a few of those things that I've listed off, it does honestly make me terrified of my age. Like, how silly of me to think that I was going to, you know, graduate college, move out, get an apartment, and not be 25, right? It's like such a mind fuck when you think about it. 25 has really been a hard pill for me to swallow. Now, I know I talk about all the time how I love being 25 because honestly, 23 and 24, 22 through 24 kind of sucked. But when I was 22, 23, 24, I felt like I had so much life to live before I hit 25. And now it's here. And now I'm like, what the fuck? I feel underqualified, underaccomplished. I honestly don't feel like I've done all the things that I really thought I would. But I like to believe and I choose to believe that that is a universal experience. I don't know if that is just because of insecurities or social media and comparing myself to people or just watching what other people in my family have done, more specifically my brother, because sorry, like I love my family, but my brother of all my cousins and everyone is the one that I look up to the most and is like the most successful in his life path. Like I won't even lie, but yeah, I don't know if it's because of the comparison, insecurity, social media, or maybe just the fact that my frontal lobe has fully developed. And, you know, but with that, I start to see the world differently and realize what people, whether if it's my friends, family, strangers, are accomplishing. And internally, I'm looking at myself and internalizing the things that I haven't done or the things that I haven't yet marked off of my checklist. And yeah, I'm not even gonna lie, it can make me feel behind. Just like I'm sure it makes you feel behind when you compare your life to maybe your best friend, maybe your sorority sister, maybe this girl or guy that was in your history class in high school. But as we all know, comparison is a thief of joy, and there is really no point in spending more than a minute, if that, of your day comparing your story to someone else's story. Because you don't know what you're comparing. You might be comparing your chapter 1 to their chapter 10. But let's be real, even if we're comparing your chapter 5 to their chapter 5, no one is going to have the same path. It doesn't mean that they have it easier, doesn't mean that they have it harder. It just means that it's different because we are all different. And that is honestly the beauty in growing up and aging, being able to look at someone else. Whether if they've accomplished way more or way less than you, it is all relative and on a scale that it is just so beautiful how different each and every single person is and how much we can all offer to each other when we come together, right? So like I've said about 20 times, we need to look at aging as it is amazing and beautiful to keep getting older. Yes, it's scary. And yes, you might not feel like you're a fun, flirty, sexy 21-year-old or at a desirable, fun, sexy age anymore. But just try and switch the perspective and look at it as a gift. Because the sad truth is that not everyone gets to live the age that you're living. Not everyone makes it there. We all think that we're gonna, you know, make it into our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, and joking around as a 25-year-old, I'm like, oh shit, my 30s sounds so scary and unsexy, my 40s, my 50s. But we don't know if we're going to even make it to there. So why are we catastrophizing and looking at all these ages as like, I don't want to be it? Because we don't even know if we're going to make it there, right? It is such a gift to wake up each and every single day that whenever I'm feeling this way about myself and I'm like, oh shit, like I'm 25, I'm not even married, I don't even have a house, I don't even have kids, like I don't have a family, I'm not a mother. Bitch, I'm not a mother. But it is going to be such a gift when I have all of those things. When I turn the age where in God's plan for me, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother. That sounds terrifying to say, but do you get what I'm saying? I know so many people that I grew up with, that I went to elementary school with, that I went to high school with, that sat in my class right next to me that I went to college with, that I met at a party, that we did softball together, or whatever the situation. We met in passing once, but we knew each other, that unfortunately are not here anymore. One of my friends, well, actually a few of my friends in college that unfortunately are not here anymore, may they rest in peace. It does make me so sad thinking about they're not going to have any more birthdays. They're not going to make it to 30. They're not going to make it to 40. So it is so extremely easy to take each day for granted and, you know, have anxiety about waking up the next day and feel so in your own bubble and depressed and just so extremely fucked up in the head because of maybe it's what's going on in the world. Maybe you're in debt. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you are having and experiencing extreme grief. But please, please, please try to not take any day, any moment for granted. I know it's so easy and that it happens to all of us. It happens to me all the time. But when you find yourself getting down for how your body's changing, try and remind yourself that you are living life and it is a gift. Each wrinkle or laugh line that you get is quite literally physical proof that you are living life and making so many beautiful memories that you are going to get to look back on at the end of time and laugh and smile and share these stories with your kids, with your grandkids, and those stories will get to be passed on for generations, hopefully. I just want you to know that no matter what, no matter what age you hit, no matter how scared and confused you feel, you're not alone. With every wrinkle that you get or every, I don't know, age spot or gray hair, it is quite literally a rite of passage of getting older. And honestly, the more that I think about it, I am going to feel so excited and accomplished and blessed, like when I'm a grandparent and I can look back at all of those times in my life when I was like, damn, like I don't want to be that age. But once you hit that age, you've accomplished so many things. When you're in a room full of your family and, you know, you're looking at your partner and your children and their children, and you get to say like, holy shit, like this is because of us. I just, you know, it sounds scary to think about. And with becoming a grandparent, it does mean that a lot of things in your life are going to change. So try and instead of, you know, 40 years from now, having that oh shit moment, I wish I took, you know, life a little bit less seriously and enjoyed myself more and had more fun and ate the piece of cake and went out with my friends and all these things. Try and just, you know, be physically present and emotionally, mentally, spiritually, socially, whatever. Try and be present now so that you don't have any regrets when you look back, because that is something that I struggle with so much. And every single day I try to be more and more present. I hope that didn't like take a depressing route. I feel like I was just like ranting about, you know, but it's something that I really feel today's society needs to hear. And that, you know, maybe you are extremely into Botox and cosmetic surgery and dyeing your hair. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If you want to do that and feel physically up to your definition of your best, please do that, because how you feel, like when you feel, no, I shouldn't say what you feel, when you to yourself feel like you look beautiful, you're going to act more beautiful. I truly believe when you feel better about yourself, you are going to be nicer, hopefully, to other people. You are going to look at life as a life worth living rather than if you just feel like you look like shit. Do you know what I mean? I think that's where we're going to cut today's episode. I just want you guys to know that no matter what, you are worthy, you are beautiful, and with each day that comes, it's a blessing, right? There's more experiences, more life to live, more memories to have, more, you know, giggles and laughs to share around the dinner table, at the bar, more drinks to share, more shots to take, and you do not need to fall into the quote-unquote beauty standard of today. If you want to, that's absolutely fine, but don't feel any pressure to, okay? No matter what, you're worthy, you're beautiful, you are accepted, and you are living your life. And that is truly all that anyone can ever ask for, is to be able to live their own life authentically and unapologetically. That is what I want for each and every single one of you. Don't live life for others, live life for yourself because you are enough and you are worthy, okay? And that's on period. Guys, we're jumping into our random thoughts because we have not done this in quite a few episodes, so here we freaking go. First and foremost, guys, remember when I told you that I was attacked by a stomach bug like 2 weeks ago? You are either a headache or a stomachache girly, and I am personally a headache girly. Like, I get headaches all the freaking time. But when I was attacked by that stomach bug, for those 48 hours, I could not function, and it was terrible. So, like, my heart and everything goes out to my stomachache people because it fucking sucks. Phenomenal. The landscapers are outside of the apartment, so if you can hear them, I apologize. I'm going to try to get through this fast, but I'm actually truly embarrassed to admit how long it took me to realize IYKYK and ICYMI, like, the abbreviations when I was younger, like, to realize it was if you know, you know, and in case you missed it. It took me so long to put two and two together on what those meant. And when people would text, like, NP, like, no problem, I would always be so sketched out because I'm like, why are they saying my initials? Like, Natalie Palak, what are you doing? And the last thought of the day, because these motherfuckers are getting real loud out here, guys, I was listening to one of the more recent You're Pretty Also episodes, which if you have not listened to them, guys, you need to. Jim and Jen are actually hilarious and I love them. But anyways, they're laughing about my comments about not knowing where the sun rises and sets. And they always say, don't quote me on science. So get ready to hear that from me a lot. That is it for today's episode. And, you know, aging is a gift. So I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Please, please, please give us a follow on Spotify, Apple, Good Pods, wherever you listen. Trying to get us on all the other platforms because there's a lot. And yeah, the podcast Instagram is at It's Naptime Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palak. My TikTok is also Natalie X Palak. And we have a TikTok for the podcast. I'm just working on getting clips for there. So once we have video, I will be spamming over there too. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. And, you know, you're a bad bitch. So I love you and I will talk to you next week. Bye.